Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to Relax.
Hello.
The podcast. I am Eric Stocklin.
And I am Colleen Ballinger.
And we are married. And now I just feel like we have to role play as each other this whole episode. So we need to fix this. I'm actually not Eric Stocklin. I know it sounded like him for a minute, but I'm actually
that was a fairly decent impression of me. You're already leaving? Are you leaving?
I'm just getting some water. Wow, no. My chair is really creaky.
That's okay.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Okay, I'm all right. How was your week?
It was long. It was good. Well, let's talk about who needs to relax, though. Let's blow some steam.
Okay.
This podcast, we talk about who and what needs to relax, and we take this as an opportunity for us to relax with stressful weeks. We had a stressful week, guys. We had 1,500 doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a stressful doctor's appointment where they like check to see if anything is, you know, if there's any problems with the babies and with me. And it's a very stressful appointment and it went well.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours long, but it went well.
Well, five hours out the door, but yes, three hours long.
It was 3 hours long. So we just had a very long week full of doctor's appointments and stuff.
And now we finally get to chat with each other.
It's a chat. It's a date night.
And they're all going to listen.
Some people are.
I guess.
So who needs to relax for you this week? Do you want me to go first or you go first?
I feel like I always go first. You want to go first this week?
Sure. I got one that I really am passionate about this week.
Okay. You're geared up. You're like Flynn. You're starting your engines. I can see.
I think tags and shirts need to relax. Uh-huh. Have I done this before?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have, but this is honestly probably one of my biggest pet peeves in the entire universe, as you have been able to witness.
I've certainly witnessed the tags
that are ripped viciously and aggressively out of my shirts the second before I put them on, and they end up just wherever I am.
I have so much to say about this already.
But I think we've moved past this as a society. I don't understand why, because companies do print in the shirts now.
A lot more now.
But then there's still so many places that like have these paper itchy tags on the back of the neck, on the side of the shirt, and the front of the shirt. There's like all these places and like 20 million tags. And it's like, I don't want to have to cut this out. If I cut it out, then there's a hole in the shirt because I always mess it up. Mm-hmm. And then if I rip it out, there's a hole in the shirt because I always mess it up. But I literally don't understand how people just have like you have shirts. Like sometimes I'll like go to grab one of your shirts to wear. And it still has tags in it. I'm like, how has he been living wearing this shirt with a tag? Like, I literally cannot function.
Sometimes I would say it's almost worse to cut out the tag because then you have the remnants of tag. Can be sharper than tag.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
True. Yes, that's very true.
The leftovers of tag can be razor sharp.
Yes.
Whereas tag is just annoying.
No, they're both annoying,
remnants
but yes, I agree.
Can cut you.
I agree with that. But that's why I can't allow any remnants of tag. I would rather a huge hole in my shirt than remnants of tag.
It's strange that, yes, as a society, it feels like we're moving forward. We're now, look at my, is this shirt, is it printed in there?
There's the brand or whatever? This shirt has nothing in it. I don't know. You have a lot of holes
but
in
like,
that shirt.
It's like they're like, oh, people don't like the tag right there. We'll just print it there and we'll move a giant tag to down here, this side.
But not one.
Multiple tags.
10.
As if it's like a mattress and you're not allowed to remove it. I understand. Like, well, here's the other thing. They'll put a button there too. They're like, oh, here's your extra button.
Yeah, I'm not keeping that button.
On your paper. It's like a CVS receipt at the bottom of your t-shirt. But also I've seen shirts that they just put it in a little plastic bag, the extra mm-hmm. button I'm talking
nice.
About with like the sales tag.
Mm-hmm.
So we've solved this problem. Why are we still sewing a button
to the
CVS receipt inside your shirt?
It kind of makes me think that like maybe this is a me issue. Like are more people not enraged
by this? I'll get to
this?
The part of it that is a you issue like, for sure.
I know I have like a touch thing. Like, whoa. I know I have like a touch thing. I don't know what that has to do with me, but like
You have a touch thing?
Like there's certain textures I can't stand the touch of or the feel of. If someone touches me, like I don't like being touched by anyone except for my son and my husband, but
you do like, have like even, a texture phobia.
Even like when you'll like be really plural. Sweet and put like your hand on me and like rub in the same spot with your thumb after like three rubs, I'm like, oh no, he's been in the same spot. I can't.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I guess I would never say it because you're doing something sweet and I don't want you to stop doing something sweet. But my mind goes, like I have a weird touch thing, like where I like get like overstimulated by certain things.
So you need a variety of touch? So
yeah, it's like if you move your thumb around, then like that's great. But if it's like you're just rubbing one little spot, I'm like, that spot's been touched.
Okay, does this apply to all instances of touch or just arm touches?
Just like with your sweet little touches. It does. Okay. It really does.
I don't think you got...
I got what you're saying, but okay. I'm not going down that path. This is not that podcast. So, but what I was going to say...
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you started it. Oh, okay. So what I was going to say, though, is that I'm wondering now if this is a me issue. And so I needed to talk about this on the podcast to lend the question to you, listener. Like, are people not enraged by tags and shirts? Like, is this just a me thing? Like, I literally cannot.
I don't think it's just a you thing. Otherwise,
freak out.
Yeah, otherwise all these companies wouldn't start doing tagless things. Like, society knows, like, or the manufacturers of these garments know that this is not good for business. But I guess it's like daylight savings. Like we all know daylight savings, like it's got to go. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense like in this day and age. And the same with tags in shirts, yet they still do it.
Maybe it's just, it must be cheaper than printing it onto all the shirts and stuff. So it's like a
possibly,
way to save money.
Yeah. Look at us figuring it out. Business minded.
Doesn't mean I like it. I can come up with reasons.
But there are splinter issues here that develop from your hatred of tags and shirts to whereas... Our floor is lousy with them because you'll cut them off, but you will not. It's weird. I will find tags of shirts consistently on a consistent basis mm-hmm. next to trash cans, specifically in our bathroom where we have two trash
cans. That's good. That means I tried.
I don't think you did.
It means I tried to get in a trash can.
They're right next to it. Or you'll put it on the sink there, which has a trash can directly underneath it.
No, I hate myself too.
Also, every pair of scissors in this house, you scroll them away. There must be at least 60 pairs of scissors in this house that I cannot find because of your, and this is all because of tags in shirts. Because if you have a tag in a shirt, you need to cut it off immediately. Mm-hmm. You will take scissors that I have labeled, do not take this, do cut off tags of shirts. And then those scissors
but that'd be really funny.
And then those scissors, I'm going to start doing that now. And then those scissors are gone forever. Where are they? Where is all the scissors?
I don't know. They're with my bobby pins.
They're
and my hair
only
ties
used to cut off the
keys.
Tags inside your shirts, and these scissors are all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone with all my other things I've lost in life. Yeah, sorry about that, but it is true. I have like a vicious passion of hatred for tags and shirts. I don't like it, so that's why I think
needs
to relax.
I don't think you hate anything more.
maybe.
What is that?
I don't know. Right now, no, because we're talking about this. But who do you think needs to relax?
I think it's pretty generic. It's not a great one.
Okay.
But I have an issue with our dryer.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I don't know if everyone's dryer is doing this. If you're lucky enough to have a dryer within your residence, or if you go to somewhere, which I did for years, a mm-hmm. laundromat mm-hmm. to dry your clothes. Has a dryer ever dried your clothes?
Not on the first cycle.
And if it did dry your clothes, did it ruin all
yes,
of your
it
clothes?
Yes, it burned them. It burned them and snagged them and ruined them.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dryers are garbage.
And this came to mind specifically when I ran our dryer three separate times for a single, am I pronouncing this right, duvet cover?
Mm-hmm.
Three times, still not dry.
Wow.
Now, this is an achievement of man. This is an invention that is supposed to make our lives easier, better.
Yeah.
Because I believe that there was a thing called clotheslines
mm-hmm.
that they would hang clothes
there
on.
There still are a lot. My mom
and
uses one.
All it took was the power of the air.
Yeah.
The current of the air and the sun to dry your clothes. Now, and that, then would it shrink your clothes?
The sun?
I don't know. Hanging them on a clothesline. No,
I would
assume not. Would it not dry them? I mean, eventually they'd be dry, right? Unless it was, I don't know, raining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dryers, man.
Yeah, and I think there's something wrong with our dryer.
Oh, certainly. I think like there's a bunch of lint in broken. There. It's
which we take all the lint out. Don't worry. We do clean out. I know that's like a total fire hazard. And
it's like the number one.
I know. We clean out between every single load.
Yeah, I bought a vacuum attachment to clean lint out of it. Yeah.
But like, yeah, we should definitely get it checked because it's really weird that it does not dry clothes ever on the first go. It's not like, oh, I'm going to dry my clothes. This is a 45 minute cycle. It's like, oh, 45 minutes until I can dry my clothes.
Yeah. And if they are perchance dry, they are ruined somehow.
Yeah.
They're like altered in some way. They're shrunk. They are, they're like wrinkled. There's a thing on there that says wrinkle guard, like a button, mm-hmm. but they're always wrinkled. Mm-hmm. Anything you put in there.
Yes.
Even if it's like a wrinkle free item.
Yeah, no, it's always
it somehow
wrinkled.
Finds a way to wrinkle it. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a thing that's it's one job.
Yeah.
Is to dry clothes mm-hmm. and not wrinkle them. So it says with the button and, I've never once used that dryer and it's dried clothes.
I think will relate to this one pretty hardcore is like every time I've ever been to Europe and been lucky enough to have a washer dryer in my like Airbnb that I'm staying at. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is true for all of them. Obviously, you guys will have to let me know. But for everywhere I've stayed, friends, places and Airbnbs, if there's a washer dryer in the home, it's usually a combo. It's a washer slash dryer. And those do not dry clothes. In my experience, but I don't know, maybe it's not like that for all of them. Maybe I've only just been around bad ones, but like,
yeah,
it's like, there's no, like, just hang them up in the house, all over the house, on all your furniture. Yeah, there's no chance that things dry in your clothes.
I like more if not, like I will dry the clothes in the dryer and then you'll see like our like handrail to our stairs covered in my clothes because
yes,
that's what I then
always,
it's like a, become like a three-step process for to have laundered.
I just
closed. Did you have an idea?
Well, I know.
Are you okay?
I just had the weirdest.
Did you just black out?
I just had the weirdest memory. Like, have you ever had a memory come to your mind that you have literally never thought of in your whole, like it happened in your life and you've never thought about it since. So it's like completely a memory gone from your brain, but then appears in your brain. Just the weirdest memory.
So you remembered something?
Yes. No, but do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like I have not thought about this since I was probably 8 years old. And it just popped in my mind. Like I literally have forgot. It was been completely gone from my brain
that
until
sounds
this
like,
moment.
ESP
things.
Or something. Yeah.
Wow. You stupid idiot. No, but I just remembered going to like the YMCA pool as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And there was like in the locker room, there was like a tiny tube dryer that you put your bathing suit in.
I've never heard of this.
And it would dry your bathing suit, but it never did. It would just like make it hot, wet, you know, like it was a very warm, wet.
That's literally what our dryer does, make things hot.
But I haven't,
it's a hot, wet machine. It's not even a dryer.
But I just remembered this thing and I was 8 or 9 years old. Like I was very little. And I just remember putting my bathing suit in it to get it dry. And it would just be like very warm and still soaking wet.
Yeah, hot, wet.
It was like a tube. That. Oh, wow. I wonder if those still exist.
I've never heard of this. I've never seen it.
I don't know why my mind thought of that. But
can we get a picture of a hot wet machine on the screen.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, before we move on, even though this is riveting conversation about tags and shirts and dryers.
This is a dryer podcast.
We need to talk about our first sponsor for the day, which is of course the Calm app. We love Calm.
Thank God it's not Whirlpool dryers.
All right, guys, listen up. For this ad, we want you to take a break. Let's get some ocean sounds.
Relax.
Let's relax. Unclench your jaw.
Start with your feet.
Relax your shoulders.
You're turning your toes off.
You're becoming one with the sand.
And your ankles.
And your chankles?
Now your calves.
Wait, did you say chankles?
I certainly did not.
What is a chankle? What did you say?
I didn't say it. I don't know.
Did you say just ankles?
I think I said just ankles.
Can you relax? Can one relax their ankles? See, this is why I need the Calm app. This is
it's how the meditation starts. Like usually the sleep ones.
Anyway, let's go. Sorry, we'll get back to it. We'll get back to it. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Exhale. Sometimes. Okay. Don't blow directly into the mic. That is going to be a horrible sound for everyone. Oh, this is not going well. You guys don't count on us to relax.
Yeah. Is there something better for this?
There's something better. And it's the Calm app, which we use every day. I used it last night trying to fall asleep. It is so amazing. We're partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/relax, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. You guys, we really do love this and use it. Eric uses it more probably than anyone who's ever used the Calm app, I think.
I use it frequently.
I think you're their number one. You're their number one client.
Okay. I pay full price. I love it.
But you guys don't have to pay full price. For the listeners of our show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/relax.
What's the code?
Well, let me tell you. You just go to, well, I just told you it's relax. Oh. But you just go to calm.com/relax, R-E-L-A-X, for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library.
I should do that.
Calm, you should. You're paying full price. That's calm.com/relax. Check it out, guys. You will not be disappointed like you were listening to us try to calm you down. So, guys, Eric has a fun idea for this episode.
I do.
Let's talk about that.
Well, I just, you know, the Olympics are going on right now.
I've heard this. I haven't watched it.
Were you aware of that? Well, they just started a day ago. I guess confused. Not when this comes out. They've been going on for a week. But
I mean, I feel like I was confused when you said today they just started because I thought you said you were people have been watching Olympic sports. Have they not been happening?
I think that there's been like trials and things, but the opening ceremony was just 2 days ago.
I don't know
when we're recording
about
this. And then it's been going on for like, I think it's day two of the Olympics right now in
That's
Tokyo.
Incredible. I need to be watching these gymnastics.
Somehow they're doing that with all the goings on in the world.
So what is your idea, dear husband?
Well, since we are not Olympic athletes, but
speak
we are
for yourself.
Have you seen
we all
you?
Know I am athletic.
Have you seen yourself run?
Oh, I have.
Okay,
and that could win an Olympic medal.
Okay,
my love.
But I feel like you are a gold medalist in some things.
Sure.
And so we don't have gold medals lying around the house.
We kind of do.
We do?
Well, luckily for us, we went to a candy shop the other day.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
stealing your bits. Oh, gosh. I'm the worst.
But we do have these chocolate gold coins that we bought for our son. And this isn't some Party City garbage.
No, this is See's Candy.
This is See's Candy gold coins.
If you're watching, I'm showing you these beautiful gold coins.
Yeah, these are
whoa, how many gold medals are we giving out today?
I don't know. We'll see. I just think you're the best at some things and you deserve a medal.
How long do the Olympics go on for?
A week. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you think I do?
Longer than
think
a
think I'm
week,
researching
aren't they? Well, because I feel
dumb
like
bits.
We have a lot of gold coins. And I feel like right now what you're getting at is we're going to be giving out gold medals
like,
to
I didn't
each
like
other.
Count them out per things I'm going
to
say.
Well, just listen. I was going to say, what if next week we give out gold medals to the listeners for like funniest comment or like,
oh, that's good.
Most supportive or, you know, whatever we want it to be. We can come up
yes,
with a list
love.
Of
yes.
medals. So leave comments on the YouTube page or on the Relax podcast. Leave a review, a 5-star
review. And
you
could be
you
mentioned
want.
In the next episode.
And get a gold coin that I will eat, but you get it in spirit. Because if I mail it to you, it would just melt and that'd be kind of gross.
Yeah.
Well, so just like imagine that you're eating it.
It's
when
pretty
I eat
hot
it.
Outside, I think. So yeah, I think it would melt.
So explain what we're doing right now.
I'm going to offer you a gold medal for something that I think you deserve it in. That I don't know. There's so many Olympic sports now. Mm-hmm. There's like every year whenever they do. What do they do? Every 4 years?
I think it's every two for this, like every two, but
for
it's
the
like
winter the winter Olympics.
No,
but
it's
every
like
four for.
No. It's like every 2 years there's Olympics, but it goes summer Olympics and winter Olympics. So every 4 years.
Is,
you get the
is
same
the
one.
Summer Olympics.
I just explained it terribly, but like every 2 years there's an Olympics, but like
yeah.
it,
so there's
it goes. Okay. Why, you guys know this.
I don't know
why I am trying to explain Olympics. I should never explain Olympics or any sport. Go ahead, Eric. What are we doing?
I thought you had asked me a question and then somehow you started answering the question that you
late.
Asked me.
I'm a mess. Go, it's your turn.
But I was going to say there's so many new sports that they've added skateboarding and like
really?
Rock climbing to the Olympics.
That's awesome.
And there's some other things that I think they should add that I think you would win the gold medal in.
Okay. Where are we going to go back and forth? Because I have some for you too.
Ah, okay. Oh.
I thought that was
I would
point.
Like to medal in something.
You're going to
be a medalist. Colleen Ballinger,
yes.
take your spot on the podium. you have won the gold medal.
Thank you.
For burning your hands the most with a glue gun.
I don't know. I'd say it'd be a pretty close tie between me and Corey DeSoto. We
oh,
both.
Oh, really?
I mean, he has glue gun scars.
Can we see your hand now?
Sure. Well, the worst part of it is definitely covered up, but there's a blister. If you're watching, there's a little blister forming here.
Oh, I see
and
that.
There's a little blister forming here. I took care of it pretty much right away, but the worst blisters are in here. I've been busy making props for a live show I'm having this weekend.
You're downplaying this. You're like, oh, it's just this one and this one and this one. Your entire palm is blistered from a hot glue gun incident earlier today.
I know. Well, and
you've now won a gold medal for it.
Thank you. And honestly, you're so kind to call it a hot glue gun incident, because it wasn't a hot glue gun incident where there was a catastrophe and a mistake. It happened multiple times? No. It happened once, but it was not, it should never be classified as a catastrophe or an incident. It was me being stupid. It was me putting glue gun on a thing on like a sheer piece of material. And I was like, I need to press this down.
Did you burn yourself multiple times today, or was this one time that you burned yourself?
One time I burned myself with blisters.
Ah.
But
see, this is why you're a world champion.
But I did not. I literally look at it and I go, this is boiling hot lava glue gun glue, and I need to get this pressed down. I could use all of the devices around me. I have scissors and pencils and I have tons of things around me that I could poke down on this hot glue gun that is going to seep through this thin tool material. But no, I thought, my palm will do. Mm. And I pressed down on boiling lava hot glue, knowing in my mind, this will burn me. I knew that, but I did it.
And it has hot in the name.
And then I thought, that really hurt. Why did I do that? I knew. I literally had the thought process of, this is going to burn me. And I did it anyway. So,
Well, that's why you're a true athlete.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch for you.
Okay.
I think this is what
the the smirk on your face. I feel like this is about to get mean.
No, not at okay. all. Wait, all I need right. one to give to you.
Sure.
So I'm going to gift you the gold medal. This is extremely impressive. This is like one of the most impressive skills my husband has, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. You are the gold medalist. No one could ever beat you at stealing covers while you are asleep. When I get out of bed for tops 15 seconds to pee, 30 seconds to pee, when I get back, they're all gone. You are dead asleep. It's like you have this crazy.
Are we talking REM cycle? I am gold meddling in something.
I never am mad because it's so impressive. Like second I leave the bed, you are unconsciously aware that I have left the bed and this is your moment.
To be fair, there is more to cover right now.
And you take all of the, they're gone. When I get back to the bed, it looks like you are now in a cocoon of the entire duvet, and my side has zero.
The wet duvet, by the way. The still damp
it is
duvet.
And it happens every time I get up to go to the bathroom, which, by the way, is like 6 or 7 times a night right
True,
now.
Yes.
It is so impressive to me that like I can run to the bathroom, be back within 15 seconds, and you are still in the same position, dead asleep, but now you have all the duvet wrapped completely around you in a cocoon. It's so impressive. So congratulations.
Thank you.
No one could ever beat you.
All the training, all the hard work has paid off. I feel like I deserve this.
You do. What's next?
You are a multiple gold medalist
oh
here.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe
the next
it.
One.
What an honor.
And this is for sure yours. There is no one on the planet Earth from any country that could top you in this. You are the gold medalist mm-hmm. in your ability to fit the most crumbs, trash, and cups in the side of car doors.
Oh,
I don't know how you do it. We have a car. It has one little holder at the top that I don't even think is meant to hold things. I think it's meant as a handle
it
to
is,
close
yes.
the door mm-hmm, behind you. Mm-hmm. And then there is a kind of a bottom compartment that is on the door itself mm-hmm. that has a kind of cup part. And then miscellaneous, I would say for you, that is a full garbage can.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking tissues, crumbs. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. Multiple paper plates.
Yeah.
I cleaned the car the other day.
I'm pregnant. I have to eat snacks every 2 minutes or I faint. So
I was just so impressed by how I think I filled an entire outdoor trash can with all the stuff I took out of your car door. And I just think that deserves a gold
Thank
medal.
You.
I just think it was so incredible.
Thank you.
There's no one that could fit more in that door.
Well, you know what? I think your next
they
gold
weren't
medal,
designed for it, but you
your next gold medal mm-hmm. is much more impressive.
Okay.
You win the gold medal for having the ability to being the only person in the world, but certainly in our house. In our house, you are the only person who uses and eats mayonnaise and puts it back in the fridge and never can find it, but always accuses me of losing it, even though I don't touch mayo.
Where is that mayo?
I'm not.
Do you eat mayo with anything?
I put it in some recipes, but I always put it right back in the door, which is where it always is. But
Eric, then why is it never there when I look?
Eric loves mayonnaise. I'd say it's one of your favorite condiments. He uses it daily for sure. He's always making wraps and sandwiches and yummy things.
Some people are anti-mayonnaise.
I know. There's a lot of people.
I don't want to know those people.
No. But he, without fail, every time.
Can't find it.
He opens the fridge. He's like, he looks at me so accusatory. Where's the mayonnaise?
How is this in a gold medal? This is because an achievement that I cannot find the
that
mayonnaise.
You are the only person who uses it and you lose it every. This is for years, every day, multiple times a day for years. You ask the question, where's the mayonnaise? Where did you put it? Where's the mayo? So
if our life was impressive. A sitcom, it would be my catchphrase.
Where's
the mayo?
So congrats. You win a gold medal.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Okay.
Colleen
Ballinger. Is there more? Are we done?
I have more. I have more.
Okay. I think we have time for a couple
you
more.
Win. I don't have a silver medal, but
a silver medal.
Here, there are nail clippers over here.
You can just keep that. But
you
thank
get
you.
The
I
silver medal for farts because I think mine are worse.
I think you've been in the lead lately,
but
which is shocking because I'm pregnant. But that's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Congrats on your gold medal.
Of course. But you win a gold medal for always being late.
Yes.
But still somehow then being rushing everyone else. You are consistently.
Oh, when I'm ready, I'm ready.
You are consistently late.
Yeah.
Forever late to any appointment, engagement, anything. Mm-hmm. You are late. But when you're ready, which is late, everyone else is like, come on, we got to go. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me how then you are so rushed and in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I literally will be
it's
waiting in the car in the driveway as you're inside and you cannot be like, come on, we got to go. It's like, I've been waiting in the car for you for 10 minutes to leave.
And this is a problem. I need to work on this. This is an issue. I should not get a medal for this. This is a problem.
No, it's impressive.
No, it's a problem. I need to fix this one. This one's bad. But yes, I do that.
When you say we're going on like a little road trip or something like that, and you're like, I want to get out of here by 10 a.m. I know for a fact that means 11 a.m. Not 10 a.m., but also that you're going to come downstairs at 11:05, being like, come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I will. Yeah, I come down. So we got to go. We're late.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's shocking.
Right.
And it's because I can't get motivated to pack or get ready to go until like 2 seconds before it's time to go. Like, I need the stress of and the panic of like having no more time in order to get motivated to get ready to go. Like, if you say we're going somewhere in an hour. To me, that doesn't mean, I can start getting ready now. It means I got 59 minutes.
I feel like that kind of carries over into the rest of your life.
Yes.
As far as preparation. And, yeah.
So, but I have
here.
What?
Your gold medal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I only have two more for you. I'll do them quick. Okay.
Okay, sure.
First one is, I have to preface this one that if there were a gold medal for messiest person in the world, I would win it. Hands down. I think. Between me and Flynn, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing I think you trumped me at with this one.
Don't use that word.
Oh, sorry. There's one thing that you would win the gold medal over me in when it comes to messiness.
Okay.
Because it's very impressive.
Okay.
You win the gold medal for biggest piles of dirty laundry in the entire universe.
Ooh, I'm not accepting this.
I am correct.
I have big piles of clean laundry.
Oh, that's fine. Sure. They can be clean. They're still piles of huge, I mean, half the room size piles of laundry. It doesn't bother me. I don't care because I'm a mess too. But it is very impressive. It's very impressive, love.
I will say that you preface this by saying you're the messiest, Flynn's the second. I am the one who is living in the wake of that. And I find it hard to to clean up after myself these days because I'm a bit distracted.
I understand. Isn't a dig. You won a medal.
That is true. I know.
Winning.
What a strange acceptance speech to be hating on the category. But if I, you know what? I got to give it back because you know what? You need a gold medal in having a pile of clean clothes that then turns into dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's never left the floor.
That's true.
The amount of times I've heard, I'll fold this and put this away tomorrow.
And then I don't.
And it's just so there is a perpetual pile of clothes next to your side of the bed.
Yeah.
That is, it's not discernible what is clean or dirty because it's just always there. And then you will do laundry. You will sometimes fold it, sometimes just pile it next to your side of the bed. And it will just, like, that's kind of your closet, dresser,
well, thank you.
What you will.
I accept this gold medal.
It doesn't offend me. Is this dirty?
It's great.
We don't know.
This is clean. Probably. Well, now it's dirty. I've been wearing it. Do you have any more? Because I have one more for you.
Quick one. I do. Yeah.
Choose one more.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot.
I have two more.
Do we need to go to therapy?
Here's the gold medal for watching the absolute worst TV programming and bringing that into my life.
Happily accept this.
The Bachelor, Big Brother, 90 Day Fiancé.
These are all great shows. And I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say, I now look forward to and enjoy these programs.
Yeah, because they're amazing.
The TV I used to watch.
You still watch it, just... I don't watch it with you.
I can't. Yeah. And my free time is very limited. So
you watch shows with dialogue.
Right. Writing, if you will. Producing, writing, directing. Yes. All of these things. Okay. You do not.
Well, I accept this. And I have one last award for you before we say thank you to our next sponsor.
Okay.
And that is you win the gold medal. Better than gold. What's better than gold? Chips?
Teak.
Teak? What's teak? Oh, those eggs. What's those eggs?
Teak is a wood. Fabergé eggs.
Oh, I thought there's a shoe called Teaks. Fabergé eggs. We were talking about Fabergé eggs last night. Look it up. You win a gold medal and a Fabergé egg because you are the best dad in the whole world.
I was just going to say, that's why I said I had two more. Because like the last one is you're the most amazing, loving, creative, careful.
Did you really? You didn't write that, did you? I really wrote it down. That's like literally my last one.
Let me show you.
Super dad.
Let me show you. Last one. Amazing, loving, creative, beautiful mother. Aww. It's in there. It's in the notes.
We both did it because we were like, we're going to say things that might make them mad about sheets and piles of laundry. That was actually the first thing I wrote down. And then I was like, I think this is supposed to be funny.
It was the last thing I wrote down.
Well, that's okay.
Hey,
you know what? We're not job, perfect. Mama. We're not perfect, but it's okay to be imperfect. It's okay to be imperfect. That's why I love that we're sponsored by Imperfect Foods.
Oh!
Do you guys ever want to skip the parking lots and crowds and lines and get right to the good part of grocery shopping? I love grocery shopping. We do it more than probably most people because we love it so much. Imperfect Foods can help get ready to enjoy grocery shopping all over again, guys. Listen, Imperfect Foods, they're on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world. They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, quality protein, eggs and dairy, and pantry staples straight to your door. Plus, they're always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try each week. All you have to do is sign up, create your flexible, personalized grocery plan, and then shop online each week and get affordable and sustainable groceries delivered directly to your door. It is so easy. It makes life just so much better.
What's a food you like that tastes better when it looks weird? For me,
tomatoes.
I was going to say.
Oh my God. Give me a weird tomato.
Like a weird heirloom tomato.
Yes. It's
like,
so good.
I'll pick the strangest looking one.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And it's always the best tasting.
Always the best tasting. Why
sometimes,
is that?
Because I think imperfect food sometimes tastes better.
I think so too. We both love an imperfect tomato. With Imperfect Foods, grocery shopping fits seamlessly into your life and every week is a tasty adventure. Sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save time, save money, and save food from going to waste. So listen, right now we want to help out our listeners. You guys want to check it out? You should.
You're welcome.
We're hooking you up. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off bow, 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 plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use promo code RELAX. Try Imperfect Foods now and for a limited time, like I said, 20% off plus free shipping on your order. Go to imperfectfoods.com and use, what's the word, love?
What do you use? I think RELAX would be what
RELAX
I would.
RELAX to sign up. It's 20% off, guys, plus free shipping. Imperfectfoods.com, offer code RELAX. Go check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Guys, this week has been a crazy week because, one, like I said, we had all those doctor's appointments, but two, I have a live show this week. on Saturday.
You do.
At 1 p.m., a virtual live show, so you don't have to be in the same city as me to watch it. You can just be in your living room.
There's a big mess in my living room because a live show is happening there.
A mess or a masterpiece. Yeah. And you said in your living room, but it's all over the house. So.
There's still pieces of glitter all like hidden all over the house from the last time you did this months ago.
That's true. And probably from Christmas, more likely. But yes, we have a live show this weekend. I'm pretty nervous about it because I'm not me right now. I feel like I'm borrowing someone else's body this week and for the next, 4 or 5 months. Mm. And so I feel much different than I did when I was pregnant with Flynn and performing. I'm much weaker and have more symptoms. So
Now I'm worried.
Oh, you shouldn't be worried. It'll be fine. It'll be funny. The good thing is we're doing it from home. I'm not on stage in front of thousands of people. I'm in my living room where there's going to be 4 people. And if I need to take a break, I'm just going to sit down on a stool and be like, sorry, guys, I got to sit for a minute. And Corey or you or someone can take over and entertain people. But I've been planning and prepping like crazy. And it's been really fun. I can't wait to do it. I think it's going to be a fun show. So if you guys want to get tickets, you can at Rush Tix.
Yeah, where can they get them?
RushTix.com. But like the link is in all my social medias and stuff to buy tickets. It's called Colleen and Miranda's Double Feature.
And what are you on social media? How can they find you on social media?
Oh, they know my social media. I'll just search it.
I can remember watching you perform so many times when you were pregnant with Flynn because you did a bus tour, you did a European tour, mm-hmm. you did a Netflix special. Yeah. I remember so many times just being kind of
freaked out in the wings.
Freaked out and scared that you were going to faint or pass out, which I'm sure was very close multiple times.
Yeah. Well,
but this time you're going to be okay?
Oh, we'll see.
I'm kind of selling it as watch this.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If the show's not good, which I hope it is, but if the show's no good, at least you'll probably get something entertaining out of it because I might faint. Who knows?
We'll have a chair for you.
I might pee my pants. I might
certainly
poop
will
my
pee
pants.
Your pants.
I hope I poop my pants. I'm very constipated. But Eric said something, and I'm just not realizing how shocked I am that I agreed to do this. But he said, "Let's talk about your live show and why don't you like sing something from it?"
Yeah, I thought it would be. I mean, why not here? Just to give him a little like teaser,
a little snippy snippet,
a little snips.
Well, I thought I would do
what they could witness if they bought a ticket to this live show.
There's a lot of new content. I don't want to give away any new stuff away, really, like of what I'm doing. So I thought it'd be fun to do a song you guys have heard before, but I've tweaked the lyrics a little bit.
Oh, fun.
But I can't belt it right now. One, because it's 11 p.m., but two, because our son is asleep. So this song is normally belted. So I'm going to be singing it.
What are you going to do?
Soft and just like.
Oh, okay.
So probably it's going to sound real bad and real weird. But I'm going to try
I don't think it would wake him up.
I'm not going to bawl right now. It's not happening.
I don't think it would wake him up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
We live in a house. I think you can bawl.
I'm not going to do it.
I think you can bawl.
You can. How about you belt it and I'll sing it in my head voice.
Don't make me belt.
I'm also like.
You don't want to hear me belt.
I'm very tired. I don't want to belt right now. So I'm going to sing this. And this is the song that I've used in many shows to transition into Miranda. Like when I'm going from me into Miranda. And I haven't done it in a long time. But every time I do a live show, people ask me to do this song. Mm-hmm. And so it's become like, I guess, a quote unquote classic in my live shows. And I haven't done it in a long time. I was like, I'll do it for this one because I don't know when I'm going to be touring again. And this is what people always ask for. So I'm going to sing a not very great version of Defying Gravity with some updated lyrics. But also know that I turn into Miranda in the middle of this song. So when I start singing very off pitch.
Are you doing the whole song?
It's really short. It's just, it's like a minute or two. I'm going to stop talking. I guess I'll just do it. I'm scared. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh.
It brings back memories of all my live shows. This is just the piano version. It's not the full orchestra.
Okay. Can't believe we got the rights to this.
We did not. So I'm sure this is going to get demonetized. Oh, I already missed the intro. That's what we're talking. I think we need to turn it up. I can't even hear it. Okay. Sorry. This is already going well, guys. I apologize. This is already a total disaster. Hit it. Thank you, Techie, for hitting the play button.
I've never heard this before. This is my first time.
Well, get ready. Because something has moved within me. Something is not the same. I'm growing babies in my womb and I'm completely drained. So long to eating sushi, so long to drinking caffeine. It's time to cry at random and wake up a thousand times to pee. How will I survive a twin pregnancy? Kiss me goodbye, 'cause there's twins inside of me. My body's breaking down. At this point, I'm frantically trying to put on lipstick and clothes. So if you care to find me, look to the Taco Bell. My cravings are super crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm eating for three and the heartburn hurts like hell. My tummy is getting rounder and I am in agony. I can't wait to meet them, but I want them out of me. And I am here to find my family. I'm Miranda now, if you couldn't tell. I have a twin and it's exciting me. I'll never let her down. And nobody in all of the world, no wizard that there is or was, is ever going to bring me down. Bring me down. You gotta sing the end with me, love. It's the finale.
I can't.
You can do it. Come on, come on. Oh, whoa, whoa. That's enough. Thank you. Oh, Eric's giving me a standing ovation and everything.
Woo!
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Well,
I love how you always find a new way to,
like I said, it will be
reinvent those lyrics.
It won't sound like that at all. It'll sound more like belty and whatever. It won't sound like that. But just in case, I feel like that might
sounds
be
great.
Miranda
That's so
doesn't.
Good.
I just want to clarify, for those of you who don't watch Miranda videos, Miranda is not pregnant. Miranda just thinks she has a twin sister
when she
somewhere
was told
in the world.
She's having twins. She thinks she has a twin.
So that's where that is coming from. Yes. And the whole show, the live show, is me singing about my pregnancy and talking and hanging out and just, you know, singing and doing whatever I want. And then Miranda is looking for her twin. So that's what Miranda's section of the show is. She's frantically like trying to find where this twin sister is because she thinks she could make a lot of money off of her. So that's what Miranda's part of the show is. So anyway,
here you go.
A gold medal.
Genius. You're a genius.
No, you, love.
Your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan.
Yo.
Good job, Mama. Good job.
But I'm super excited for the show. I think it'll be fun. And a mess.
A great thing that you're performing.
But yeah, I'm excited. So if you guys want to check it out, you can. Performing's my favorite thing ever.
I know. I know that.
I love
it. And watching you perform is my favorite thing ever. So that works out.
Oh, no, it's not. But yeah. I know you like it because you're sweet.
But it is always like a crazy couple weeks in this house leading up to these.
Yes.
In general, when you were touring, but like especially when the show performance happens within the walls of our home.
Right. Because you go from having, I mean,
there's
always
weird
had a small
props
team.
Everywhere. There's all these things.
Well, and when we're on tour, we have a tour manager and we have a techie and we have the people at the theater who run the whole show and do all the sound and do all the lights and do all the projectors.
And then
they
also have the theater that has all the chairs. And the
things. And here I have to figure out
They're
all the tech
chairs.
Stuff and I have to figure out the microphones.
They're Gus's chairs, actually.
And I have to figure out, why are you so concerned about chairs when I'm like talking about all the things that we actually have to do? And all you care about is your chairs now.
I just started thinking about how Gus is ruining all the chairs in this house.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's such a turd. He's like our cat Gus. He's been like ripping everything up. When we do live shows from home, everything kind of falls on me and Corey and it's really fun. But there's like pros and cons to it. I'm so grateful I didn't figure out a way to perform. It's obviously I like performing live so much better. It's way better to perform in front of a big audience and like get to see faces and hear what they like and what they don't. Because when I perform at home, it's like, you can't hear if someone's going to laugh or not at a joke. So I'm like, I have no idea if jokes land. I have no idea if people like the songs.
Yeah. You don't get that instant feedback and gratification.
Right. And with touring, I feel like it takes me three shows to get into my groove. So whenever we've done these live performances from the living room, I always feel like, well, now I want to do it again. I want to do it tomorrow. I don't want to do it the next day, because then by the third day, I'll like get in the groove and like love it.
Yeah,
you know?
you're talking to like a all I had done was theater actor. You know what I mean? Where you'd rehearse a show for 2 months and then I move out here and you rehearse a scene once before it's filmed and then on TV.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
worst.
It's like
the tease.
Like, yeah, you don't get that instant gratification and you don't get the time really sometimes to find a groove. Right?
Well, and there's
yeah.
so much stress and anxiety and worry and like panic and planning and prepping and all this stuff for a live show. So that first performance is full of all these like,
you're
moments.
And with anything like that, you're figuring it out. Yeah.
And so then it's like, it's always such a tease that like I do it and then it's done. I'm like, oh, I wish I, because on tour, I do that. I do the
you
same
do
show
it
for
in
a
several
year.
Cities. Yeah.
Like, and so, but it's a one-time only thing, guys. So if you want to see me pregnant and performing from my living room Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, go to rushtickets.com and look for my show, The Double Feature, Colleen and Miranda's Double Feature. Anyway.
That's a good title.
Oh, someone helped me come up with it. But I thought since I'm doing a show, we could maybe chat about some of like the crazy fun experiences I've had touring, because there have been a lot. And I've told a lot of stories online of all the crazy experiences, but I toured for 10 to 12 years. I don't even know how long at this point. And crazy things happen when you are on tour. The craziest things. You've experienced them.
Some of them, yeah, I guess.
With me. Well, what's crazy is that it happens so fast and you're in a new city every day that like when it happens, it's not like I feel like in a normal life circumstance, the crazy things that happen on tour would be like the biggest event of your life for a month. But when you're on tour, it's like something like crazy happens every day. And so you just kind of forget about them all.
Yeah, it's kind of a blur.
Yeah.
You're also like not sleeping much because you're sleeping on a bus or...
or like a few hours in a hotel room
right.
or whatever. But I was trying to think of like some of the fun.
Did you write down some greatest hits?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm forgetting all the best ones. Like there's like so many segments of my like live tours, like back when I would do small, tiny, like gay bars and drag shows and clubs in the middle of the night.
I wish I could go back in time and watch
those. So like,
I would give anything to go back in time and watch like some of your first Miranda
I would
shows.
Too.
Like
I
what
there.
A dream that would be.
And then I went into like cabaret rooms and then I started doing comedy clubs and then I started doing smaller theaters and bigger theaters. Like there's so many segments of like my live touring career that have so many different kinds of stories. But some that stick out to me like right away is like New Orleans for me is like, I love that city so much, but I think every show I've done there has been haunted.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle of you touring is New Orleans. Yeah.
Like every time I go, there's a huge problem, a huge catastrophe. And everyone says that that city is like very, very haunted. And I always love it there. Like I always end up being there for way longer than we are scheduled to be there because something happens.
Yeah.
And so, I've had a lot of like my first time in New Orleans, in the middle of the show, all the tech turned off.
Really?
Yes. In the middle of me playing the ukulele and singing my hate mail song, which is like where there's comments on the screen behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm like playing the ukulele, but there's like a track because my ukulele doesn't have a plug-in. So like I am playing the song, but like it's to a track of me playing the song. And so the track went out and the hate comments went off the screen and everything just went dark on the stage. Like it just...
Did the mic still work?
My mic still worked. So what we did was I kept singing really loud and then I was like, and I think what we did was we got a microphone and mic'd my uke because my uke works. I know the chords, obviously. And so we just like put a mic up against the uke and I just like kept going. But it was so awkward because the joke of those songs that I wrote about my hate comments. So the joke is like, you have to be able to see it. There's jokes with the comments, you know, in the hate comments, the way I pronounce words is wrong because they spelled it wrong. There's jokes in like the profile pictures and I talk about right. what they look like. So if you can't see the hate
it's
comments.
It's an audio/visual.
I'm just like, you are blah, 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 blah. Like I'm just singing gibberish. Like, cause like half the words are mispronounced.
Right.
And so it was just awkward because the audience was immediately uncomfortable because the tech went out. So the audience is uncomfortable because they don't want it to go wrong. You know, that feeling when you watch something go wrong in live theater where you're sitting in your seat, just like,
Yeah, there was a show, just to like interject here. There was like what play was it? What's the one? I did Much Ado About Nothing. And in it, my character, the director had my character juggle three apples. And this is a show I would have to do six nights a week. And every night, right before the scene, I'd be like, don't drop an apple. Because if I dropped an apple, then all the audience would be doing is watching that apple roll down stage. And then the apple would be on stage. And they'd be thinking, waiting for another actor to trip on the apple, step on it or whatever. So that was like, I definitely dropped the apple a lot of times too.
Yeah, that's the same as all the tech going off when you're the only person on stage. I'm just kidding. No, but that is so true though. Like if you drop
a prop.
It was a joke. Relax. I'm just kidding. I love you. No, but that's so true. Like if you drop a prop on stage, you know everyone's only looking at that and you're just panicked about it the whole time.
I know my story wasn't that exciting. I'm just saying
it was very exciting. It brings up the thing.
Yeah, when something is dropped on stage or whatever, you know, when you see something that's obviously not meant in the production, your focus is like
everyone on that train wreck. Everyone in the audience was clearly uncomfortable. And then on top of that, I'm singing a song where it just doesn't make any sense. So all the punchlines are ruined. The laughs are, no one's laughing. It was just so painful. And I think it was that same show when I transitioned into Miranda during Defying Gravity, my pants or my shirt, one of them was inside out. And so I couldn't get it on and I didn't make the transition into Miranda, which was bad. But like multiple things happened like that throughout the whole show. The screen was flickering, turning off, turning on. Like it was just like there was certainly a ghost messing
with us. You blame the spirits of New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. Because before the show, they were like, this theater's really haunted. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. Which they kind of say that at every theater I go to. But
was that the theater where then I went with you and you were supposed to do a show in New Orleans, but you didn't get to perform at that theater because they were working on the Hard Rock Casino Hotel at that point and it had collapsed and tragically.
Yeah, it was really sad. Yeah.
So then you can, and the theater was right next to it. And
I don't know
all,
if it was the same
one. They had to like blow up the then.
Yeah,
thing.
We ended up spending like a week in New Orleans on my last tour.
And you didn't even do a show there because
we were waiting to do a show
of this Hard Rock thing. They
and
had
then
to like demolition it.
We then rescheduled the show and I had to go back to New Orleans and something went wrong that time too. And I don't remember what it was, but I have spent so much time there. So I've learned to like really fall in love with that city. It's one of the coolest cities in the whole world.
Yeah,
in my
opinion. It was great other than.
But yeah, there's been a lot of like haunted, like there's a ghost messing with you moments and fun stuff like that.
I think that's a common theme with theaters is that
I think it is too.
Everyone always said there is a thing called the ghost light. Are you aware of this?
Of course. Ghost light goes on every night at theaters. It was on every night at Waitress.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like it's like, every theater I've ever performed at, they have that ghost light there. There's something.
It's magic. I love that ghost light. It's like eerie, but like. Beautiful.
Yeah, I would always in college sneak back into the theater when it was just the ghost light. And that's when I would like run lines and things. So just like me in this dark, big theater with like just the ghost light. I loved it.
I loved it, too. And when I did Waitress on Broadway, I was always the last person there because I would stay outside signing everyone's playbill for like hours after every show. And so I would go back into the theater and be the only person there except for like, you know, one stagehand or security guard. And it was always just be like me and a security guard and like this ghost light. And it was like, I will always think of like being so excited when I would look at that ghost light, like being so excited that now I get to go home and see Flynn. Like that ghost light, that's what it meant to me. Cause it'd be like after a long day away
from
him.
Sweet. Yeah.
But anyway, theaters are haunted. We still keep teasing a haunted episode and we haven't done it yet. But before we go into some more crazy tour stories, cause we have lots and I'm sure you have some as well because you have done a lot of live theater.
Wait, that me juggling apple story didn't really go over too well.
I was kidding. I'm really sorry. I was just joking. I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay.
So the next sponsorship for the day is All Form. And we have been really excited to talk about this one for a while. If you've been listening to us for a while, you might have heard us talk about our Helix mattress and how amazing it is.
God, yes.
We love our Helix mattress. It has helped us sleep. It's just amazing.
Are they branching out?
Let me tell you, love.
Okay.
We're so excited to tell you guys that Helix has left the bedroom and they started making sofas.
Well, I'm sure they're still making mattresses.
Well, yeah, but they're making sofas.
Mm-hmm.
They just launched a new company called All Form, and they're already making the best sofas in the game. Let us tell you why we love our All Form so much. We love it. We got this really awesome sofa-like chair for our bedroom.
Yeah, they graciously allowed us a chair.
It is amazing. Like, I literally, the other day, I sat in it, and I was like, this is the best chair we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It's way better than our old one. Our old one needed to go. It was so dead.
I sit there and read. You sit there and you watch TikToks.
Yeah. I mean, what else would you do in a chair? That's the point of a chair. So we want to tell you why we love our All Forms so much. For starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials and at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric, which is spill, stain, and scratch resistant, perfect for messy eaters like me or my son.
Or people that own a cat named Gus.
Or children. And we have one now. We're going to have three.
I am finding jelly everywhere.
Yeah. There's
who's jelly. Giving this kid jelly?
You.
Ah.
After you eat your mayo.
Mayo,
mayonnaise.
Mayo.
You can pick the sofa color, the color of the legs, the sofa size and shape to make sure it's perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional. So there's something for everyone. And you can always start small and buy more seats later if you want your All-Form sofa to grow and change with you when you move. All-Form sofas are also delivered directly to your home with fast, free shipping.
That did happen.
Yes. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, it could take weeks or even months to arrive. And you would also need someone to come and assemble it in your home. All-Form just takes 3 to 7 days to arrive in the mail, which was crazy for us to experience.
And then I put it together myself.
Yeah.
In like 10 minutes.
He totally assembled it himself in a few minutes. No tools needed. So amazing. But every time we order sofas or anything like that, I feel like we get it in months. It was so weird that it was just
there was one from a brand that I will not mention.
Oh, no.
That I think came 6 months it after you
really
ordered
frustrating.
It.
We're not going to get in that. We're just going to keep talking. So we have an All-Form chair in our bedroom.
Lounge chair.
It's so nice. It's so roomy, so cozy, so comfy. It's like an orangish color. It's very, very roomy. Like you can sit in it comfortably with Flynn.
Well, I was just going to say, that's what I love about it. I don't want to use him, but I will say that like it fits me and him perfectly to do a little story time.
Yeah. It's
cozy.
It's wonderful. And it's in the little like corner nook of our room and like a little reading nook because we love to read. slash
books.
I watch TikToks. So yeah, it's wonderful. It's roomy. Like we said, setting up was super easy. It looks super fancy. I'm almost like we have to throw away the rest of our furniture in our room
it's
and get
classy.
Stuff that matches.
It's
we
a great
it.
Chair. What are you going to say? It's a great chair.
It's great. We love it. And if getting a sofa without trying it in the store sounds a little risky, you don't need to worry. You get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. And that's more than 3 months. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for you for free and give you a full 100 refund.
100 days.
I know.
That's how long we dated. And then I was like, I want to keep it.
Pretty much. They even offer a forever warranty. Literally forever. I've never heard of that before. Forever warranty. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/RCE. That stands for Relax, Colleen, Eric.
RCE. Where'd they get those three letters?
Yep. And Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/RCE. Again, go check it out. 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/RCE. Check it out. You guys are going to love it. It's the best.
It is.
It's the best. So anyway, we're talking about tour stuff. I don't know really what else to say other than tell you more stories. What do you want to know? Now, there's a lot of crazy stories from tour. I literally don't even know where to start.
I'll start.
Oh, okay.
When I got cast by you and Netflix on your television program, streaming show, I remember then showing up to Vancouver and us starting filming and everybody kind of whispering about like, oh, but you got to see her do it live. You got to see it live. Crafty. I don't know. Like,
what?
Like everyone would talk about like what was, I just thought it was so great. And I had seen like some of your YouTube videos and I was now like acting with you being this character. And I was like, so impressed and in awe. But everyone was like, well, if you think this is great, like you have to see her perform live. And then I remember a month or so into shooting, maybe it wasn't even that long, you had to like take off for a weekend to go do shows. And I'm like, oh, it's so crazy. She does these. And then seeing you post about it and seeing the audience and their reaction was something. I was like, I got to see this live. But then you had a show
in Vancouver.
In
right?
Vancouver while we were filming. And I think that was the first time I saw it live. Was it not? No, it wasn't.
No, you came and did VidCon. I think I did a show in Vancouver in season two.
No, it wasn't VidCon. The first one I saw was in me and Francesca, who played Emily on the show, came to some of your show when it was in Newark, New Jersey.
Was that? I don't remember.
I think that was the first time I saw live.
Well, no, you said we okay.
It was. No, because that was.
You saw, but you were in the show. I did a song. I did Defying Gravity at VidCon. And I did like Where My Bay's At or something. And you and Steve Little came.
Oh, I guess that was the first. But that wasn't a Miranda show. That wasn't like your show. That was like you. Well, I guess it was like.
Yeah, it was just a quick performance where you. But you got to be on stage and see the audience and stuff.
Oh, that was the first time. That's what I should talk about. Yeah. So it was me and Steve Little, who's incredible, plays Uncle Jim, going to like. So I had no idea. Still don't pretty much about like the world of YouTubers and influencers and that whole thing. And so like VidCon, I feel like maybe I had heard of maybe. But I didn't even know what it was. I just assumed it was like Comic-Con or something like that. I had no idea. And then, yeah, I showed up there because you were going to do this thing to promote it. And there was like a booth and that was really cool. But then it was like me and Steve essentially came to be a part of a live portion that you did in a arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I feel like normally hosts like major sporting events. And the show wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. So no one knew who we were.
Yeah.
Or at least me. And I remember you like, we were going to come out and it was just so wild. I remember like, I was really excited to throw t-shirts at people.
Did we throw t-shirts?
I think we threw some Haters Back Off t-shirts at people.
That was a really fun and strange VidCon year.
I wonder if like, Chris, if you can find some like footage of that, maybe I'll find it or Colleen will find it. We'll send it to you. But that was like that was my first taste. But then the first one I saw
the full live show
in total was that. I remember watching every second of it from the wings and then I was going to come on as Patrick.
Now are we talking about VidCon or Jersey?
I'm talking about Jersey.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember my heart beating out of my shirt at the idea of having to walk out on stage. Mm-hmm. To what your live audience is.
They're the best.
But like it was such an intimidating experience.
Yeah. They're amazing though. Like truly there's no better audience to perform in front of than my supportive, wonderful like viewers of my videos and shows and whatever. Like they are so supportive.
Yeah.
And so sweet. Doesn't feel like they're coming to see a comedy show and they want to be impressed. They want to laugh. It feels like they're coming to a show of like their best friend and they like want them to succeed. So they're like applauding and cheering for like, they're so nice. It's like the nicest audience in the world. Yeah.
I will say though that feeling, my heart racing before I had to walk on stage with you, it never went away. As many, the over 100 shows I've probably seen at this point as we became closer and then together, like I was like instantly, like I would always like show up to your shows. I loved it so much. Yeah. And then, was touring with you as a family, like by the end of it.
It's so fun.
But
I hope I get to do it again.
Yeah, it was,
so fun.
Of course you will.
We'll see about that, but I hope so. That's the plan. That is the plan, to do it again.
But yeah, that feeling never went away. Always terrified to walk out on stage with you, but always.
Are you nervous to perform in the live show this weekend?
Oh gosh, right. I forgot it's happening.
Yeah, you are.
But to be able to like do a character that I played on TV to then do that on stage was, I don't know, it was so cool that it like, I got to keep doing it even after the show ended. And I would be like, oh, nobody.
Yeah.
They don't care. You know what I mean? And then I would walk out as Patrick and just to hear the reaction, I just thought it was so
amazing.
Awesome that character got to still live a little bit.
Yeah, so fun.
How cool is that?
So
man, that's the coolest thing ever. And then I would get on stage and you would never really tell me what you were going to do. I just know that I had to kind of stay in character, but I would never really know what you were going to do to me. And I would love the moments where you would break a little bit, you know what I mean? Where I could see glimpses of you behind Miranda and I was on stage with you. Those are my favorite moments and I cherish those. But like
that happens a lot.
That would happen a lot when we were on stage because you would always kind of mess with me.
Yeah.
Like you would really mess with me in some of those shows and like the bits that you would come up with, or it would be like this sword through neck thing to whereas like that magic trick, am I not supposed to reveal secrets?
Yeah, don't, you're not supposed to, but.
Right. But it's a very stressful bit of magic, if you will. And I would just never.
Like I can actually get stabbed.
You can actually get stabbed in the neck with a sword for real. And I would never think that I would get that right. To the culmination of then when you filmed your Netflix special and you were like, oh, I want you to be in it. Mm-hmm. And I want you to come out as Patrick and do the sword through neck. I was terrified.
Yeah, that was a very stressful day.
One of the most nervous times of my life.
Me too.
With all those cameras there at the Kennedy Center in DC, and I have to come out, and there, I am not kidding. There is a sliver of difference.
You can't say what the magic trick is.
Sliver of difference.
There's just a sliver of a possibility that I could get stabbed in the neck.
Yes, and I thought I like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Would in your Netflix special stab you in the neck?
It wouldn't be the first time I've been stabbed in the neck with that magic trick. In a live show. It's happened multiple times.
Who did it?
A magician. I'm not kidding. And it's not my brother, who is the only magician most people know. I did a magic show once with a true magician, like an actual magician. Like,
who was it? Was it Chris
Angel?
Not going
to say who it was. No, it wasn't anyone like that. It wasn't anyone like a Vegas performer.
David Copperfield?
It was like you would never know who it was unless you were a magician and knew every magician.
I've just named every magician.
Very lovely guy. He's invented a lot of really cool magic tricks, but he just... stabbed me in the neck.
Is that what the scar is?
And I think I've been stabbed in the neck before by other people. I know Jim Caruso's done the trick a lot, and I know that he's stabbed me in the neck. I don't remember if that was during a show, but probably, or during rehearsal.
Wow.
But there's so, like, that's what I'm saying, though. There's so many stories that I have with tours that I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
You,
I feel like,
magician, you're so weird how you're like, I was going to just barely describe... I feel like I can't even say trick in this podcast.
You guys, I grew up with, my brother is a professional magician.
You're like,
you can, that
for those just listening, she's like
rule.
Shaking her head, saying, don't you dare mention it.
You cannot say how a magic trick works. That is the biggest no-no in the world.
I wasn't
like,
going to say how,
like,
I was just going to vaguely suggest the idea of how it could be corrupted.
Yeah, I know.
And,
I'm just telling you,
and
I
you
have
were like,
been scarred.
I was, you were like started looking out the blinds to make sure no one was outside
literally,
our house.
I grew up with a professional magician as a brother. It was my entire life that has been like burned in my mind, like to the point where I've gone to the Magic
what is
Castle.
That? No one's like a mechanic and is like, don't you dare tell other people how we fix cars.
It's their livelihood. If everyone knows how.
It's not a mechanic's livelihood?
If you tell everyone how magic tricks work, then where's the magic?
Well, there's, well, I don't know. There's magic in acting. There's acting teachers that teach people.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's not the same thing at all.
You're a vocal coach.
The magic is your brain doing that. It's going, how did that happen? How did that happen? Did this happen? Did they do this? Wait, what is that?
Wait, so you're saying magic isn't real?
I'm not saying that.
Are you saying right now here as an exclusive for the Relax podcast?
No, I'm just saying that like, this is something that's, I respect and admire magicians because my brother's a magician. And magic is something
I
feel like is
too.
Made fun
he
of
did
a lot.
He did a magic show for us a few weeks ago on 4th of July, just for our family. And I was entranced.
So
and it was
good.
Wonderful.
And in magicians have to practice their whole life to do what they do. And they kind of become the butt of jokes in some situations.
Right.
And
that's
and
not what I'm
really
trying
talented.
To do here, by the
no,
way.
No, I know.
Because I had to learn a bunch of magic
for the show.
I'm not going to say tricks even, just magic for Haters Back Off. I, in fact, in Vancouver, there was one magic shop and I would take a ferry boat to go there on my days off to just buy random magic tricks mm-hmm. to just kind of like immerse myself
right.
in that. I respect it.
So I really, sure. yeah, I like grew up respecting magicians and respecting the rules of the magic community. And so like, yes, I'm a little bit traumatized from that. So like, I very much am trying to respect that. So anyway.
Your secrets are safe with me.
They better be.
Magicians, please don't come after us.
But I have so many different stories I wrote down. I'm like, I don't even know. Like one time I could talk about stuff that happened on stage or I could talk. The craziest stories on tour aren't even things that happen on stage. While crazy things have happened, I fainted. A man started taking off his clothes as he ran on stage. I had to kick him off. People have been escorted out of the theaters.
You went number two in a prop toilet.
Mm-hmm. I've had crazy food poisoning backstage until the second I walked on. Mm-hmm. Like I've not had lipstick to turn into Miranda and been like, does anyone have lipstick? And then everyone's chucking lipstick.
You always,
at the
when these things happen to you, you, especially as Miranda, you always find a way to work it into the show, I find.
I try to, but sometimes it fails.
You're really good at like being in the moment and like kind of improvising your way around mistakes. And they always kind of like whenever a mistake happens, whenever I've seen your show, I feel like it makes it kind of elevates the material because It's exciting. And you're really good at dealing with it and like improvising off it in the moment.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But there's also situations where that doesn't happen, where it's just kind of a disaster.
Okay.
And so
what's one of those?
Well, like I said, there's one show. I can't remember where I was, but there's a man who literally ran on stage. I picked him to come on stage for some audience participation.
I don't think you've ever told me about this. Okay.
I think I have. It was like a dad. It was like a man.
Uh-huh.
And he came on stage and just started taking off his clothes.
Why? Was he prompted to?
No. He was running up the stairs and he started taking off his shirt and just like, and I'm thinking,
like a streaker at a sporting event?
This audience is 70% teenage girls. Like, what is going on? And so I just didn't even give him a chance. I mean, I was Miranda. So luckily as Miranda, I can get away with a lot more as far as like being pretty blunt. And yeah. I was like, started like screaming as Miranda. I was like, absolutely not. Go away. Get off. You're not picked anymore. I unpick you, and just made him go away. And security like kind of came on stage a little bit and was like, what's going on? I think he was just excited and was like a weird guy who thought it would be funny to take off his shirt. But I was like, I'm not risking the fact that like the chance that he might start taking off more clothes, or like, why is his shirt off? Like, I don't want his shirt off on my, like, it was just so, so, but like that's happened. You know, I've had hecklers, like people just scream at me the entire show who've had to be escorted out of the
venue. I feel like you'd be good with a heckler as Miranda.
Everyone's good with the heckler once. Okay, twice, third time, maybe you get them real good. After that, it's not
just
good anymore.
It's
just someone ruining the show.
Yeah.
And so
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like the best comedians in the world, like you can destroy them with a joke. I'm not saying I am. I've seen people deal with hecklers in the best way. But after like a couple times, you have to kick them out.
Right.
Because you can't just make your whole show comebacks to someone who's being a jerk. So yes, hecklers sometimes you can get good material from, but then they better shut up or else they just make you upset. So I feel like I was saying, most of my best stories come from like not on stage. They come from getting to the shows or whatever. So I want to talk about that, but I do want to say thanks to our last sponsor before I get into that, which is Blueland. So let's say thanks to them. Okay. So you're a clean eater, I would say, Lovey.
Clean eater.
Like, you like to eat clean.
Sure.
And a lot of people out there these days, I feel like that's a trendy, fun thing to do, is to eat clean. That's great. But are you cleaning clean?
Meaning like, do I clean this house?
Not like my name, like Coleaning Clean, but like literally cleaning clean. You might not know it.
Oh, but I know what you're about to talk about.
We may be eating a credit card's worth of plastic each week. Gross. Thanks to the tons and tons of single-use plastic we throw out, Blueland is trying to fix that.
Yes.
Blueland was founded on the belief that a cleaner planet starts at home. It's a simple idea. Buy the bottle once, refill it forever. No more plastic waste. Just fill Blueland's beautiful Instagrammable bottles with warm water, pop in one of the hand soap or spray cleaner tablets, and within minutes, you have powerful and effective cleaning products in the most incredible scents, like rose bergamot and lily mint. Come on, who doesn't want those?
Wonderful scents.
Who doesn't want those scents?
If you're scent-oriented.
Blueland also has convenient laundry and dishwasher tabs that come in chic and compact refillable metal containers instead of a big, bulky, disposable plastic tub. Blueland's stunning, high-quality forever bottles start at just $10 when you buy a kit and are meant to be reused forever with money-saving refill tablets that start at just $2.
This is a concept I'd never heard of until they
sent it to us.
Yeah, sent it to us, and we're going to be a sponsor of the podcast. And I think it's so great because think about like, how much I clean and all those products, to just have the same bottle and just like a tab.
Well, it's nice to know that while you're cleaning your house, you're also helping the environment. Like, you're actually doing something to help the environment and not using so much single waste plastic. It's really great. So cut the plastic waste without sacrificing clean. Get Blueland. You'll love it. And the planet will thank you. It really is great. And the scents are wonderful. I feel like a lot of times when you're cleaning,
yeah, you're a scent like, person,
like,
and
it's
you
just
hate
totally stinky town. But yeah, this is beautiful. Clouds and butterflies. Put it in my nose. Don't actually do that, but like, I like to smell it.
Yeah.
But it is really, really nice, like we said, to know that like we're helping the earth
There was one thing cleaning. I bought like a few months, like or, no, a year ago that I had that I would clean the counters with, and you would get so mad.
I get so mad.
The house would be clean, but you would be still so mad by how it smelled. Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's so much better now. So right now you can get 15% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/relax. That's 15% off your first order of any products Blue Land orders at blueland.com/relax. That's blueland.com/relax. Check it out, guys. You will not be disappointed. We really like it.
You're welcome, planet.
So we're going to get back into a couple more stories, but I'm not going to tell you too many because I'm having a very strange, I'm assuming pregnancy symptom right now. Or maybe not. Maybe it's
I immediately looked for like some sort of leak.
My whole face is tingling. It started on this cheek, like during the last segment, and it is now spread. My whole entire face is like tingly. That's really? So weird. And I keep
and
waiting.
You just
I'm like,
assume that that's a pregnancy thing.
Well, yeah, it's never happened to me before, and I'm pregnant, and I have weird things happen to me every day because I'm pregnant. So I'm kind of like, it's not numb; it's just tingly. It feels like it's about to fall asleep. It feels like my face is about to, you know, when you're laying on your arm too long and it gets tingly before it falls asleep. That's what my face feels like.
Did you eat enough?
Does not eating make your face tingly?
I don't know. You got that weird.
I don't know.
Facial a week
that
ago.
That was like a week ago. I don't think it would do that. No, I think this is a symptom of something.
This? Are we just going to like live watch?
Yeah, let's see what happens,
how this
guys.
Progresses?
Let's see what happens.
Okay,
what happens
well, talk us through it. What's, how about now?
There's nothing to say. I'm not in any pain.
On
it's
the
just
outside
like
of the face?
The outside of the face? On the outside of the pulse?
It's always towards the end
we're
of these.
We're just so tired. It's literally almost talking. Midnight.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the time of day. I'm just like towards the end of like talking.
I feel like my legs and arms fall asleep faster now that I'm pregnant. I feel like there's certain arteries, if you will, that are probably being cut off by all the extra things in my body. I don't really know. But like, I feel like I'm constantly things are falling asleep, like arms, fingers, hands, legs.
Really?
Yeah. And so
you get sparkles?
Flynn calls them sparkles. And my face is sparkly right now, guys.
Huh.
But it feels like it will fall asleep any second, but it's
interesting. But you also just remind me.
Can you have a hard time?
My face is tingling
is your tongue,
too.
Is your tongue tingling?
We haven't done this week, love.
What?
Oh, God.
Let's see that bump.
Eric's going to describe the bump. If you're watching if you're watching the podcast today, you get to see the bump. If you're listening to the podcast, Eric will describe
it. You get to hear my dulcet tones describing this bump. Okay, here she is, Ms. Colleen Mellinger, standing up, aggressively holding this bump. She's wearing a tie-dye romper. The bump is large, very big. How do I describe this? It is continental, this bump.
wanted to do bump checks.
You describe it. You're like, this is like a friend of, you're like a friend of mine who I won't name, but you're like, this is what she looks like when she's 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, it really is. Like I'm large in charge, guys.
And as Flynn would say, mama heavy.
You know, he said, mama so big.
he said,
mama so big. Okay. So getting back to shows, I'm not going to talk too much more about this, guys. Because I want to figure out why my face is sparkly. But the things that happen not on stage are the things that are the most exciting on tour and cause the best stories for me in the long run. I have done shows and had to drive through blizzards. I've done shows where they were like, came pulling aside 5 minutes before the show started and said, hey, there's a tornado. Watch right now. There is a tornado. It has landed and it's coming our direction. So if it does get to the theater, this is what you're going to do.
I was with you for one of those. Yeah.
Oh, probably. But it happened a long time ago with Rachel when we were driving from show to show.
Oh, while you're driving.
And that one was like a serious, like
there
was a tornado.
There was one show
was
in
the
Midwest,
the
like Oklahoma or something like that. Where
I'm
they were
sure
like,
there was.
They pointed out to us where the earthquake, tornado.
Yeah. So there's been heat waves that have, and air conditioning just breaks in the theater and everyone's like sweating buckets and like, it's horrible.
There has been tour bus drivers that are insistent that zero amounts of toilet paper go in the toilet or number twos.
I love my bus drivers. They're amazing.
I know, but toilet paper has ended up in those toilets.
It was an accident.
And that was drama.
We've had tires explode on the bus. We've had buses completely break down and had to take Ubers or rent new buses, or I've had my planes just like not ever take off. I've lived in airports for 30 plus hours before trying to get to a show. I've landed in Oslo, Norway like 2 hours before my show started. Didn't get to do a tech rehearsal. That's exciting. I hadn't slept in days because we were stuck in airports. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like the most memorable things that happened from tour are not things that happened during the show. They're things that happened on the way. Or my favorite stories are things that happened right before the show or right after the show with my tour crew. Like,
yeah,
the best memories I have are just laughing hysterically in like a weird hotel room playing Uno in the middle of the night or like, you know,
it's funny. I don't have like the best memory in general, but when it comes to the little bit I've been lucky enough to experience on tour with you, I remember it vividly, like almost every show, like in like some sort of like little tidbit or something. Like I really do have a great memory. Like,
you really do.
Like, remember like this was when like,
you'll be like, oh yeah, when we were in Columbus, Ohio. Like he'll tell me the city we're in. There was this mini golf course
and that's where we did. Yeah. That kind of thing. And that was Toledo where we went mini golfing. But see, I remember the exact city, like when we played mini golf.
But those are the best stories, I think, are the ones of like the little moments we have. Like there's so many funny things that have happened on tour that like still to this day.
I can't wait till you get to do it again.
I can't either. Like, for example, like my cousin who tours with me and he's going to be in the show this weekend, my cousin Andrew, he's amazing. And all I have to do to him is say beignets and he will die of laughter because of something that happened with our beignets in New Orleans.
For those of you who don't know,
what?
I don't know. Do people all know what beignets are?
They're delicious. I didn't know what they were before I've been there. Fluffy amazingness from New Orleans. They're unbelievably delicious. And I eat about 20 every time I go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
But like, I just have to say like a word, like to my sister, like if I say what's a fun memory from tour, she will say triangle blanket. Like we just have like these
what's that?
It was one of the first shows I ever did with my sister. We shared a room and shared a bed because that's what I could afford. And our blanket, I don't even remember the whole story, but we were so delusionally tired. And we had a blanket that like...
Was a triangle?
It just wouldn't cover both of us all the way. It was like somehow only covering a torso and like her legs. Like it was like so bizarre. And she or this is like 10 years ago. I don't remember, but one of us said like in our anger, like, what is this? A triangle? Like for some reason, we were like in that state of stupor and like delusion and exhaustion.
Where that
like,
was really funny.
That we both laughed for like an hour and we're like crying laughing. And like those are the best memories I have from tour other than like meeting the fans and seeing their faces and performing live. But like my craziest, funniest tour stories are not on stage. They're off stage and there's drama and there's crying and there's fights and there's happiness and the funniest moments of my life and the
copious amounts of Imodium.
Yes. So much diarrhea. That needs to be stopped. But it's hard to come up with specific stories because there's just too many. So I don't know what to tell
there's
you.
There's so many. Yeah. It's such a great time.
I started writing stuff down. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I need someone to ask, like, have you ever experienced this on tour and like be specific about it?
Yeah. I remember I was like, this should be a documentary. I remember like wanting to like get a friend of mine to like come with you.
That would be fun. We should do a documentary someday.
A tour doc.
But I tried to make one once. It didn't work out. So I'll have to try again.
Oh, really?
I did. Yeah. Uh-huh. We were making one called Road to Miranda many, many years ago. And it just didn't work out.
Okay.
Too much other stuff was going on. And then it just ended up, didn't work out. So it's fine. We'll do it again someday. That's the episode for today, guys. We hope you enjoyed this beautiful episode of Relax.
I certainly did.
I hope you feel relaxed. But thank you so much to you just burped into the microphone.
That accent.
Thank you so much to our listeners and all of you who have been supporting the show. It means so much to us. Thank you to Chris and TJ, our producers, and Audio Boom, and all of our wonderful sponsors. We have so much fun doing this. This is our date night every week. So we really love having the time to hang out and chat.
Catch Colleen Ballinger live.
This weekend.
From our house this weekend, Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Rush Tix.
No, you can get your tickets on Rush Tix. And check out Eric on Good Trouble. The season, the show came back. And
if you're listening to this podcast on the day it comes out, then tonight I will be back on The Good Trouble of Freeform Next Day Hulu.
So here, listen to this beautiful vocal stylings of one of you singing our theme song. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. And here we go.
Bye-bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a pod. The world is scary and we're locked in a home. And now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.